Third word in, I'm Rabbi Yaina.
Truth is, we really should start from the bottom, dollar or aleph, I guess. In this case, what do we want? I thought they were coming in.
Okay, let's go. Let's start from the bottom down, Rav Ralph. Start from the two dots, just the Chaz Rover. It says, Imi Shrishu Kodam Omer. Omer Matir. If the grain took root before the Omer permits it. Now, the thing is that the Gra adds the words here, but you're not allowed to cut it down until you cut. You're not allowed to cut down any grain before the Omer is brought. Or that's going to be actually my focus. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kod should be Kodam Liktzira. One out of two. Where's Meir? Okay. It's okay. We all know what you're responsible. So I'm just going to go over stuff from yesterday. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kodam Liktzira, we're at the bottom of the Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kodam Liktzira. Rabbi Yonah says before harvesting the Omer, one is forbidden to harvest any other grain. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kodam Lahava. It has to be before the Hava. In other words, before the Omer is brought, you're still not allowed to harvest a new crop. Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said, Hava. Almost at the bottom. One page. Rabbi Yonah. Hava materis lava. Lava. Bringing of the korban omer allows one to bring menachos from the new crop. Kitzira, the harvesting of the korban omer, allows you to harvest the new crop. Now, Rabbi Yossi said it should be here. Instead of saying kitzira, it should be hava. Hava materis hava uktzira. You're only allowed to bring and to harvest new crop once you have brought the korban omer. Lefun came Rabbi Yossi chave ba. And accordingly, Rabbi Yossi used to say about this, Kotzel Rabim, how can you possibly allow harvesting a new crop before you brought the Korban Omer? If you harvested the Korban Omer, which is for the multitudes, the Nidma, then it became Tame. So then, what are you going to say? Chosay Yachli Yisuro? That you're no longer allowed to harvest for private use? Well, you've already all harvested. If you're going to say that people are going to be allowed to harvest right after they harvest the Omer, so people are going to already have harvested everything previously, and now when the Omer becomes Tomei, retroactively they will have transgressed the prohibition. That's not a tolerable situation. So if Rabbi Yossi says you can't harvest new crop until after you've actually brought the Korban Omer in the immortal spirit of it ain't over till it's over. Okay, until it's done, you can't harvest. Rabbi Yonah Markum Tzir, no. Rabbi Yonah says you can't harvest prior to the harvest Korban Omer. Once Korban Omer is harvested, you can harvest any other grain. Rabbi Yossi Mer Kodam Lava. Rabbi Yossi says you can't harvest before you bring the Korban Omer. Okay, now the truth is I just translated that line wrong. Sorry. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kodam Liktzira means you can, in order for a crop to be permitted with Korban Omer, it has to take root before the Korban Omer is harvested. Rabbi Yossi Meir can even take root after the Korban Omer is harvested, as long as it takes root Kodam Lava prior to the Korban Omer being brought. Okay? Rabbi Yonah said, Milsei Dekana Messiah Li. The following statement of Rav Gahana is a proof to me that it goes by when the Korban Omer is cut, not when it's brought. How so? The Gahana Amarakana says, Im takriv minchas bikurim la'ashem. If you bring the first Korban of the year, it's called Bikurim, the Korban Omer, because the first Korban New Year to God. So Rav Gahana doesn't like that language. Zubikra Acheris Lubikra. What? This is the only one which is already first fruits. No, none of the other stuff is first fruit. All everything is grown already. Hagatzmecha. Analyze this matter. Think about it even further. Afilu asavim. Even grasses. Afilu ashrusha. Even stuff which is not even grass. Even stuff which just took roots till now. Omer ba'amati. The Omer comes and permits them, right? Omer permits everything. So what does he mean this is Bikurim? Bikurim sounds like this is mamish, the first thing. And nothing else is yet ripe. Nothing else is even yet growing properly. That's not true. Whatever is growing now at the time that the Omer is brought becomes mutter through the Omer. So it says the Gemara, Avelo Kodem, must be, Velo Kodem Katsira Anan Kayomin. You know what we must be talking about? We must be talking about the harvesting. In what sense is the Korban Omer Bikurim? It's talking about it's the first to be harvested. You all have to harvest, bring home, so to speak, the Korban Omer's grain first. So this we learn that the Korban Omer is harvested first. Oh, it's harvested first. Seems to indicate that once the Korban Omer is harvested, you continue to harvest other stuff. Because this is the first among many harvests. It's Bikurim in the harvest. That says Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yoina, implicates that I'm correct. Meaning that when are you allowed to harvest all the other grain? Once you've harvested the Omer grain, everything else falls into place afterwards. So therefore he says that it's the harvest of the Omer grain which allows you to harvest everything else, not the bringing of the Omer korban, which is a later stage. And it says, I'll bring you another proof. The Tani we learned, Hamanakesh, somebody who hoed, weeded, actually, be more correct. Rishloshasan, the 13th day of Nisan, the Nitlash, Hakar Biyado, and inadvertently a good stalk got severed in his hand. Hareizah Shoitzlo b'mokomatino. You replanted in a muddy area. Avalo b'mokomagrid, but not in a dry area. Why do you want to replant? Because you want it to take root before the Korban Omer. Because if it only takes root after the Korban Omer, re-rooted, then it's not going to become mutter till next year, right? So you desperately need it to be re-rooted before the Omer is brought, right? So plant it in a muddy place. Now, Reishkan, under these circumstances, there are here all told. Let's see. The Rosh Tirulel takes out 13. Yeshkan. Arpasar, take out the Shloshasar. You have Arpasar, the Chamishasar. You have the 14th day. It happened on the 13th day of Nisan. So you got the 14th, the 15th, Umikta Sayon Kukulo, and a little bit of the 16th. So what do we see here? We see here, he says that it must be the Katira Omer, the harvesting of the Omer, which we're looking at. Because if it was the bringing of the Korban Omer, that would give you an extra day. And this whole episode with the hoeing could have taken place even on the 14th day of Nisan, because then I would have the 15th, the 14th itself, part of that day, the 15th, and the 16th, and the 16th until morning. Okay? The harvesting of the Omer took place the night before. That's when the harvest is, the night before. They brought it the following day. So if we said that if we say that everything goes by the Ktsira Omer, by the cutting of the Omer, so then your 3 days are complete at nightfall on the 16th, right? Because you have the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So those 3 days would have to begin on the 13th. The episode would have to take place on the 13th. But if you get till the next morning, and you have 3 days, including the 16th itself. I'm getting confused. Including the 17th. The 16th itself. Right. The 6th in the morning. Right. 6th in the morning. The 6th in the morning, you have to include the 16th. Right. That's right. Otherwise, it would be the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. Right? You'd have the 14th, and the 15th and the 16th of night, you're ready to be able to harvest. I don't know if the Rosh Hashanah takes out 13. It's correct, the 13th. I'm putting it back in. So if that, because then what happens on the 13th, so you have the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, right? Mitzvah Seoka Kulo. Yeah, you don't need Mitzvah Seoka Kulo. If anything, I would take out that those words. I would take out those words.
If you take out the 13th, then
you do need. That's right. It's either or, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, that's all according to Rabbi Yaino. Rabbi Yaino holds that you go by the harvest of the owner. Om Rabbi Yosef said, Mils is Rabbi Avinu Messiah Lee. Rabbi Yosef goes by the bringing of the owner, which is the next morning. He says, I owe like Rabbi Avinu. Dom Rabbi Avinu, Ravina said, the potter, understand that it's talking about Kodem Aziz of Bang Breitzel. The only reason they set up this case on the 13th is to tell a story about a place where they don't do malacha on the 14th. Because there's a minhag not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. But Taka could have been set up on the 14th, which means he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Then in that case, it would have the 14th, the 15th, and part of the 16th. Very good. Okay? It says more, wait a minute. This is off on a tangent, I'll be. More says, wait a minute. In a place where they do Malacha the 14th, Lo Betolush, is it not only in objects, things which are severed from the ground, Shema ben Mechubar, you're assuming if you do work on the 14th, they even do work on your land? Who says? Maybe you can never do work on your land on the 14th. The only malacha which Chazal permitted you to do is barter, or trade and sell, stuff like that, but not land work. Says Mar, no. Ashkechtani, we learned over. This is all a parenthetical memoir. Ashkechtani, we learned over. Makav Shinagu Lasas Malacha, Bitalush, a place where they do malacha in stuff which is severed from the ground on the 14th, Osin Afilim Bukhuba, you can even do malacha on stuff which is connected to the ground. Okay. Rim Lav, it wasn't Mutter this year, it's Asr Ada Omer Abba, Acheva Omer Abba, it's Asr until next Omer. Rabbi Lazar Shaw, Lazar asks a very interesting question. Mao Shiyavi Omer Mehen. Can you bring the Omer next year? In other words, in carbon year 5759, from grain which grew in 5758, but too late for Pesach of 5758. In other words, grain which took roots only after Pesach this year. Can you use the carbon Omer next year? We'll see. Says Gemara, Efshar Loimar. Chodosh v'yoshin ein Torah ma'asim amizeh alzeh. Wait a minute. Of course not. Chodosh and yoshin, you can't take from one grape crop to another crop. After all, the two crops. It's true the Omer wasn't matzah because it was too late, but still that crop. And we have a principle by truma, you can't take truma from one crop on another, from one year on another. So what? Efshar loymer chodosh v'yoshin ein terminal so ma'asim amizeh alzeh. You can't take truma from one on the other. And you want to say that you bring next year's carbon omer from last year's grain, it cannot be. Hey, Sivun. Now, they also asked another kasha, proving that you can't do this. Other grains, other than barley, they also only become mutter when the carbon omer is brought. Yet, you can't make the carbon omer of those other grains. So too, I would say that last year's grain, even though it's contingent, since it grew too late on this year's omer cannot come from that grain, from that barley specifically. Says more, no, that's not comparable. And more's going to ask you a question. Says more, no! Those are excluded altogether from it. This is your question, right? Those are excluded altogether from the Omer. You're comparing apples and oranges. I'm asking about apples. This is the apples which are all mutter in the same Omer. You're comparing apples and oranges. There's no comparison, right? So loy mamartim sharam minish lo kosher min chasomer. They cannot be brought as omers. Torah v'sarim is supposed to barley she kosheru on top of him and alf now. She kosheru min chasomer, which are good for omer. Okay, be that as it may, let's look at Pesukim. Chevrai v'shem Rebbe Lezer say, Reish is ketzilcho. Zoyim has got to be the beginning of your harvest. V'lo sof ketzilcho, not the end of your harvest. Therefore, last year's crop, it was the end of last year's harvest. It can't be used this year. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Lezer said, Bikuchin. It should be the first. Our Ene will be Kuchin. So not the first, these are the last. Manav Ene, what's the difference between these two droshes? Of our Ene, for the Ebe you brought from last year's grain. Al Da'atayim, the Chavrai, according to the Chavrai, would say, it can't be Sof Kitzirecha. It can't be the end. It's possible. It's no good even for the Ebe. Al Da'atayim, the Rabbi Zira, that wanted to have Rashis. All right. Kosher. So Bikurim, I'm sorry. So this is not Bikurim. It's not the best, let's say, but B'dievet it works. I'm not sure I understand fully why B'dievet it works, but that's what he's saying. Okay?
So, Taka, what do you do with such
carbon? You owe it to your raft and use it, but you can't use it for the carbon. No. Right, that's all. Right. Okay? Divrei Chachamim. Now, in reconciling, in giving a psak here, the words of Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi Barabun and Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Barachia, they determine, when is last year's crop not good? When it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. If the crop grew a third after Rosh Hashanah, not after Nisan. So then, Omer Ba Man, you can bring the Omer from them. In other words, the crop which was still immature at the beginning of the calendar year and grew mostly in this calendar year, that he could bring as a korban omer. Okay? My Mishnah Halacha Beis, we lost him on the way here. No, but I told him I was there. Oh, speaking of the devil. All right? I thought we told you when we were leaving. Okay. Halacha Beis. Page Yemen out. Halacha Man Gezayis Matzah of Pesach. He eat a Gezayis Matzah of grain of any type on Pesach. Yotzidei Chavos. So, once you know, there's oat matzah nowadays, as you probably have heard. So, the thing is, oat matzah. For people who are rye also, people allergic to wheat. So, the thing is that Rabbi Herschel Schechter, based on Professor Felix in Israel, is a big from agronomist, has cast dispersions on the identity of oats as oats. So there's actually some shiloh. Our oats are the grain oats known to the Talmud. There's that some people won't eat oat matzah because of that. Okay, just letting you know that. Nobody here probably has ever eaten any oat matzah. Right? It's bad enough when it comes in the form of oatmeal, right? So, who wants it in the form of matzah? It's probably okay, it prevents cancer. How to make a size matzah Pesach? Yotzi dechavos. If you eat a matzah Pesach any of these types, you're chayiv. You're yotzi your chayiv. And the flip side of that is, of course, kazayis chametz. If you eat a kazayis of chametz of any of them, chayiv because you get chorez. Nisarev echon mehem. Echon mehem b'chol amidim. Now, it's a little bit of a cryptic line in the Mishnah. But if one of them, if you have a chametz, which gets involved in with chametz of any of them, which gets mixed into any other of them, harezer Pesach, now to keep it in your possession over Pesach. If you keep it in your possession over Pesach, you transgress an avera. Hanoyder minav tpasu minatvua. Somebody takes an oath not to derive benefit from bread and from grain. Also, man is forbidden to eat them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chomim say, I know them in a dogon, so he takes an oath not to have benefit from dogon. Ain't no usher Ella Mehen, man. He forbids himself only in grain, not in anything else. Now, Tanakama holds, the difference between Tanakama and Meir is that Tanakama holds that if you took an oath to refrain from Dagon, that includes also legumes. Because legumes also can be made into a bread, into a Dagon. Whereas Rav Chachamim holds that Dagon specifically applies only to these Chamesh Shaminim, not to anything else.
Why is the very short
connection
between anything you can learn at the fourth ratio? I mean, we know about it. Your chayva.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless it's directly related to the
omer. No, maybe it's maybe, but maybe it's just to preclude rice and millet. I don't know exactly what it's put there now. I'm really trying to do it. Probably something like that, to preclude rice and millet from Pesach. Allow the Sfarim to use rice and millet on Pesach. Okay?
You say according to Mary, you're talking about
including... Yes, yes.
What's the definition of
talking? Anything which can be made into a bread.
Any grain.
You can make cornbread.
Dagon refers to grains. It doesn't mean something which ends up as bread.
That's right.
We can make
it. It's really great. The question is what the term of art is. Dagon is a term of art.
You disagree with what the term means. What can I tell you?
It's not so bad. We've seen worse.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi says, Zoysa Meres. Now, this is a direct contradiction to what we said previously in the Tzugya, in the Gemara. We said previously, last night when we had all that old tortured paragraph, we said you combine them all together, it's exempt from Challah. Right? You can't have a combination Dough, Korn, Reish, Lodesh, Chayim, and Challah. So how can you eat Yom Pesach? I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, it's a smear to look in a chloss and do the Tvar Torah. Should we get Malchus on the... And the challah, which comes from a dough, mixes from all five together. That should be the flip side of your Mishnah. That they combine together for matzah, combine together for chametz, should combine for challah as well. And if so, you take challah off that and some eats, you should get malchus d'oraisa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem, Rabbi Chiya bar Va said, Tipo water. Explain that our Mishnah is talking about Shachal kizayis mizeh v'kizayis mizeh. You're right. Our mission now we ate a kazayitz of chametz from all together, kazayitz of chametz from each one, and kazayitz matz from each one. You're talking right, the shurim don't join together to coalesce and fuse into one entity. Our Rabbi Yitzchak said, Afilu temer mikul and kazayitz, even if they fused and meshed, and you only ate a kazayitz of all of them together, you're still chayiv. Why is that of chametz? Why is that? Shani oyi, because here it's different. Shekula shem chametz. They all became chametz. They all have a new name. What's their new name? Chametz. There we need a chalav to barley, a chalav oats, a chalav spelt, so therefore they don't combine. But here we just need chametz in order to transgress. And that's why they all combine. Says the Gemara. Mechav v'shitas in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi seems to have changed his opinion. Tam Romer over there, he said, Shnei Dvarim Rabin Alechem Vatlin Oso. Two things cancel each other out. Right? Two things over one cancel each other out. Bekoa Marachay, Nediri says, there's no cancellation. You mixed them all together. Says, well, you forgot! Oh, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Kini Mas Nisai, Kazayis Mizel, Kazayis Mizel. Don't you remember? I just told you the name, Rabbi Yossi. We're not talking about where you combine them together. We're not talking about where you have two on one. Eat a Kazayis of each one independently. So, Kazayis of each one independently, that's why you're Chayim. Okay? Now, the truth is, Yushami pointed out, Rabbi Yossi is not the one who said that. That was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who said you can gather together because I assume all of them together and be chayav. That's why the Gemara says mechalfei shitasid Rabbi Yossi, he contradicts himself. In one case he says you chayav if you made a mush of all of them together. In the other case he says you chayav only if you have exais from each one independently. Okay. Contradiction. Now going further, of course, hava noida mina pasu mina tvua also bechol karabonon. It sounds clear from Rabbanan that if you take an oath not to refrain from bread or from grain, then it asks you everything. What? No, Remeir holds Dagon asks you everything. But Rabbanan, the ones who say, no, I didn't mean that Dagon ain't no Asher Leman. No, no. Bohan, only in them. So, Grand Rabbanan, what's he Asher in? There's no in them, so according to Rabbanan.
All we extrapolated was not that the Chachamim don't disagree with Remeir. He says it's Noder Min HaPas. All we extrapolated was the reverse. If it was a Noder Min HaDagon, what Remeir would say in that case.
Now we're extrapolating the opposite, though. You're right. That's what you said previously. We're now extrapolating the exact opposite. What are we saying now? Then when Rabbanan say Hanoidim mean a dog in Ainer Allah, so I'm an Elamehan. Somebody takes an oath to refrain, but dog is only an oath in this thing. There must be somebody who takes an oath to refrain from Tvu and Pas, answers on him other things besides this. Only those are exclusive to our mission. Anything else could be inclusive. That's what Lamar is asking.
Doesn't dog include Pas
and Tvu? No. Dog is anything which can be fermented or, what's the word?
Leaven.
But it includes anything, right?
If there are more things in Darwin than there are in Passage 4
are included in Darwin. Well, I hear what
you're
saying.
Yes.
I don't know if it's true because it's talking about matzah. Dogon is not, it's not included because pas includes matzah. Whereas dogon has to be something which is leavened. So pas and tefillah are not included, right? Bread can be even unleavened bread. And tefillah can just be toasted grain, which certainly is not a shul chametz. Right. No, that's not the case. So it says more again. I know you mean to pass it for us. We're chol korban. It's going to be awesome. Everything. Rabbi Chiyuv Shemuel and Tekini Masi is ready to read our Mishnah. Hanoi, I mean that dog and ain't also behem. Somebody who takes an oath to refrain from doggone is also only in these things. Only in the 5 minim. Marakerman, what are we talking about? Inboy me a pastele. Person says they want to be also that which the Torah called bread. Meato afo emer tvuas Torah yeh also b'chol. You know what? In that case, even if somebody says they want to be also in the tvuah of the Torah, yeh also b'koil. He should be also in all anything in the world. Why is that deceit? Utvuas hakorem. It calls the produce of a vineyard tvuah. Yet Rabbanan never said if somebody forbids tvuah on himself, he's also all food substances in the world. Why not? Right? So says the Gemara, Eboy mer pastam, if it's talking about, he didn't ask for the bread as to find the Torah, but rather, generic bread, en l'chol kori pastam, en l'chitim ser bilvat. The only thing which is called bread by people is wheat and barley, not rye, spelt, and all sorts of outlandish breads like you buy in Breadsmith. I just had this great bread yesterday from Breadsmith. Focaccia. Very good. So that's just olives, little ground up olives, and garlic, and basil. So that's not bread according to the Torah. The bread according to the Torah is chitim and siren, right? It's not bread, right? So what's bread and what's dog and what's going on here? What's bread and what's tavu? I'm sorry. Said, I explain like this. Where they eat bread, coal of any type, nonetheless, the only thing which is called pas is chamesh aminim. So when Chazal said ain lecha osir ain lecha hanoidim yadogan ain lecha osir elamayhem. That's talking about when a person says he wants to be osir in any type of bread. He didn't say pas toira, right? He said any type of grain, any type of dog, and it's still only chamesh saminim. Stam is assumed to be chamesh saminim, no more, no less. Okay? Stam pas, stam dogon, stam tvua. And even though pas teira might be more limited, or pas miyota might be more limited, those are the parameters we accept. Okay? Halacha gimel.
You know, I have time out, I'm going to get a refill.
Exempt from Meiser. In other words, when does the Chiyuv Challah hit? When you need the dough. So prior to needing the dough, it's exempt from Meiser. We'll see a bunch of cases like that. What are that? Haleket, Shicha, Peya, Vahefker, all those, of course, prior to their hitting the dough stage are all exempt from Meiser. Not a leket shulchan peah, they're exempt. Well, of course, but I was saying here that even though there was no preceding Meiser, you're still chayv and challah. The chiddush is the other direction here. Yeah? And even though they're exempt from Meiser, when you get to the challah stage, you have to take up challah. Meiser ishul from which the truma has already been taken, truma's meiser. Meiser sheni, vehekdish shniftu, meiser hekdish which are redeemed. Moso omer, and when the chazal brought the omer, when the kohanim brought the omer, there's a lot of grain left over because they used to sift it 13 times. So all that grain is exempt from meiseris, but it is chayv and challah. Tvushlevi, a shleish grain which is not yet grown a third of its growth, and he made a food out of it. Rabbi Lezer made tvushlevi, a shleish, if it hasn't yet grown a third of its growth, and you harvest and eat it, you are an aberrant, deviant individual, and you are potter minachala. Elu chayovim b'maisrus. These are exempt from maisrus, and p'turim minachala, exempt from chala as well. Horez, which we commonly understand to be rice, v'adochan, which we commonly understand to be millet, v'apragin, which are poppies, shumshimin, sesames, bakidnios, legumes, v'pachos v'chameshos v'voim b'tvua, and less than 5/4, 43 and 2/3 beitzim of grain, has svogin, suvganim, jelly donuts, right, they're sponge-like, like a svog, v'adushanim, these are the flour which is fried in honey, Vaisriska skritin, which is also some sort of aberrant kind of bread. Vichalas mishras, a pancake. Vamaduma, and stuff into which truma got mixed up. All these are parts of minachal, they're all except from chal. Okay? Rabbi Yoshi Shaul Kano. Rabbi Yoshi asked Kohana, Midai chenchem chal pterin a maisers. How do we know that all these substances are chayim chal except from maisers? Amar leitz, they said, Lo temar li truma. It shouldn't say. Now, the Mashpia, the Leib Yerushalayim has a pshat here. I'm sure is what the Ritvaz and the others say, but I'm going to give you the Mashpia's pshat. Lo Temar Li, don't say to me anything other than Tarimu. To pick up Chalav. What is v'chein tarimu? What is v'chein tarimu? What is the extra word v'chein? It must be that even stuff which is exempt from maaser, you should take off challah from it. The extra word v'chein teaches us that challah should be redeemed no matter what. Okay? So that challah should be taken no matter what. Not redeemed, excuse me. Challah should be taken no matter what. So it says, Gemara, Chazar v'amar, and he came and he gave his sforo also. May Abbasri from the 40 years when they first entered the land of Israel. The first 14 years they entered the land of Israel. Chayovin b'chala, they were chayim b'chala. Upturim in a ma'aser is an exempt from ma'aser. Apeilu so to the cases in our Mishnah. Chayovin b'chala, they're chayim b'chala. They upturim ma'aser is exempt from ma'aser. Rabbi Yochum b'shem Rabbi Yana said. Ze echad mishalosh mikoyeshem mechuvarim b'atere. These are one of the three instances in which we have a drosha, which is explicit in the Torah. What is that? But she uvah levi kein lochelik v'nach lo imach. The Levi shall come and get your Meiser because he has no portion or allocation with you. Mash yeshloch the ain lo, and that's why he gets your Meiser. Mash yeshloch that which you got, the ain lo, and he don't got, ad chayev litin lo, you gotta give him. Yotze Hefker as opposed to Hefker. She yotcho ve yado shovim bo, in which he, you's got, and he's got together, either you both got or neither of you got, so then you don't have to give him. What? Yeah, it's supposed to be young in my school is half correct. And wait a second. He like it. He should call him pay an after. Let it should pay all four of that category. Yeah, still chayim v'chal, but not maizur. Maizur shenila tumasei. Similarly, what's chayim v'chal or maizur shen, which your truma's already taken. Chochem, mikayim v'chenitla truma, lav kechulin hu. What kind of kiddush is that? This is classic chulin. He already took the truma. The truma's maizur of the maizur. That's what chulin's all about. It's a levi's chulin. Says Mark, we're not that stupid. We're talking about a case where you took off the miser while still stalked before you took off the truma. If you took miser before the truma while it still stalks, part of me truma gdoyla, you're exempt from taking off truma gdoyla taki. Truma's miser is still to take off, but not truma gdoyla. So try to say that even according to him, you still have to give chal. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said another way of learning the same thing. Ksiv it says es kol chelbei es mikdoshei mimenu. Everything which is great, which is splendid, you take and sanctify from it. Lo chelbo lo chelu chaver. Not that which is yours and your friends. So what do you mean by that? I forgot. Oh, yeah. That means it's going on Truma's Meiser. It says, as kol chobo, the best which you got, meaning the Levi, as me to show him a consecrated part of it to give to the Kohen. So that's only that's only Truma's Meiser. Lo chobo v'chel chaber, but not Truma Gedoyla. Not the bona fide Truma. Because whose responsibility is that? Who has to give that chalev, that select portion of the Kohen? Not the Levi. That's the Yisrael's responsibility. If he didn't do it, you don't have to do it. So that's why we have it. These are both Rushes to indicate that Maaser Sheni, which was given before Truma was given, the Levi is exempt. He doesn't have to make sure the Maaser Sheni, the Truma has been given. I'm Rabbi Yoina, it should be. Rabbi Yoina said, Ksiva says, yeah, it's a typo. I'm not sure why they change it, but they change it. The same type of thing, though. Rabbi, it says, "Vary Moshe Ben is Trumas Hashem Maaser Mina Maaser." It says a Levi should take Trumas Hashem a tenth from the tenth, but Lo Truma Umaaser Mina Maaser, but not a tenth plus Truma from the Maaser. There's another way of learning that Levi's exempt from giving Truma once he got Meiser Rishon. He only has to give Truma's Meiser, but not the Levi. What? Well, first was Rabbi Yisrael, then we changed this one? Okay, that's good. Okay. Says the Melech, B'shmira, B'shmiriach, B'rkaki, Chibi, Truma's Meiser, Shabo. That's only that the time that at you, first you did Miruach on your Meiser Rishon, and then you smoothed over the pile, and then you took off Truma's Meiser on it. But if you took Truma's Meiser off before he did Miruach, now it's not only did you take Meiser Rishon off before while still stalks, but you also took Truma's Meiser off while still stalks, in that case you're not exempt from taking off Truma as well. Why? Because these premature activities on your part do not preempt the chiyuv to give truma, okay? Only if they're after only the smoothing, right? Says Gemara, shehifrish mimenu. This is also about when you extend for giving truma gedoyla, only when you already set aside the truma semaiser from this batch internally. Oh, love on it. Avlihifrish mokam acher, but you took it somewhere else. Lo bedoah, in that case, I don't exempt you, meaning in that case, you still have to take off the truma gedoyla because it's only, it's accumulated with rabbah minay. Where you have the greater penalty of Trumas Meiser affixed to your activities, we don't affix the lesser penalty, so to speak, of regular Truma. But that means it has to be affixed inherently and not extrinsically, and therefore it has to be taking its hands off internally, then you don't have to fix on any additional surcharge on top of that. Okay? Meiser Sheviktish Venetian Ifdu. Meiser Shein Ektish are redeemed or exempt from Chala. No, exempt from Meiser. Chai Mechal. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yesir, and Rabbi Hillel ben Halas say. See, he did it. My limited sports background, it actually took me a couple of seconds to realize what I was saying. Okay. I still don't remember what team he was the coach of, but I know it was football, right? Wasn't he the coach?
Bears of Bears.
Okay. Rabbi Hillel ben Halas. He learned this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? What do we learn in the name of Rabbi Yehuda? The following statement. To mean Hadar, from here we derive, Maiser Sheni Shikdimu B'Shibolim, Maiser Sheni, which you preempted and gave while it was still stalks, before Mirach, before smoothing the pile, brought him to Truma Gedolah, is exempt from Truma Gedolah. Why is that? Because at the time when, well, let's explain. Rabbi Yehuda Boy. Rabbi Yehuda said perhaps that's commandment enokin chasov, that's like the opinion which says it's not your property. So when you made it Maaser Sheni, you already propelled it, so to speak, out of your property into the property of Hashem. So therefore, you continue to be parted from giving truma on it, right? You give truma on your own crop. Once you made it Maaser Sheni, it's always yours. It's true you have control over it, but it's Hashem. So therefore, you don't set aside truma anymore.
Huh? It is yours.
You made it Maaser Sheni before you, well, not while it's growing. After you cut up, before Miruach. You came up with Shibali? Before you did Miruach. Before Miruach. Yeah, well, it's a legal Avera, but it's a legal loophole, yes. I don't know. You can flog him for that. You take Meitzer's out of order, we flog you, but it gets out. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda boy, commandment again. Rabbi Yehuda boy, commandment in the Kiddushah. B'cha commandment in the Kiddushah. Uchayev Amar Lei. So that Rabbi Yehuda posited to one of these people we just mentioned before. So that person, I don't remember who said what, posited back. Amar Lei, I found a sovereign king. I also wanted to say that, but it's wrong. However, it says Havei, but it really should be Harei. Harei Meiser Risho. Says Meiser Shein, really should be Meiser Risho. Look, Meiser Risho, everybody agrees that you keep it. At least the Levi keeps it yet. Nonetheless, belonging to God. Because Meiser Risho does not belong to God. Even that, if you preceded the Miruach with taking off Meiser Rishon, you're still exempt from taking off Truma Gedolah. Okay? So we see it must be some other Sfara. Not because it belongs to God, you no longer have to draw off Truma Gedolah, but some other Sfara which the Gemara has not properly expounded. And guess what, folks? I don't think ever will. Okay, says more further.
But the lady's not.
The lady has to take off Truma Gedolah. Of course it's responsible. Why should it not be responsible? It's Tevel. You're thinking of it as a personal responsibility, but it's Tevel here. We're dealing with Tevel. Right, but it's not. The object itself requires Tikkun. That's the issue here. Okay. Says Gemara. This is a new issue. Madamar Chayev. The person who holds, it's not new, it's related, but we had a full stop a moment ago. The man that holds that a Meiser Rishon, which you preceded and took while it was still stalks, is chayev. You tell yourself, take of truma. Hafilu truma shabo chayevis. So he holds that even on the part which you're taking of truma's meiser, right? Even on the tender's going truma's meiser, the truma will also go on that, right? Manmar Potter, he who says that Potter, you're exempt from the ego of Truma Gedoyla once you set aside my original prematurely. Afilu Chulin Shabbat Turim, even the Chulin in the Mitzvah Rishon is exempt from Truma. In other words, there's no division between the part of the Mitzvah which became, remained Mitzvah, part became Truma's Mitzvah, either both Chayav or both exempt. Madamar Chayav, he who says that you're Chayav regardless, you have to take off Truma Gedoyla still. So Trumas Maisa Mokamacher, according to him, what if you took this entire Meiser, Levi took this entire Meiser, and instead of taking one tenth of his Trumas Meiser, made this entire Meiser Trumas Meiser and something else? Does that at least exempt him from giving Truma Gdoila? No, it's maybe Truma Gdoila the Levi has to give when he has the, when it, his Meiser did not become completely Truma. But here he made his entire Meiser, Truma's Meiser, and something else. In that case, does he still have to take off? Does he still have to take off Truma to a Kohen, right? Mat Avilei. What are we talking about? What's that law in that case? Furthermore, we have a question like this. Mat Avilei is actually to what we compare it. What do we compare it to? Begadish should need ma, or beisa should need ma. Do we liken it to a haystack which got mixed in with some truma, or do we liken it to a dough which got mixed in with some truma? And we'll explain what that is in a minute. Rabbi Yochanan Amar beisa. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ichob shayin gdos gifchet." I already asked this question. Rabbi Yeshua Amar beisa. I already asked this question. Says more. Okay, you're very happy. You both asked the question. Now, ma ben godish shenid mal isa shenidma. What's the difference? Where the truma fell in? Whether the truma fell into the grain or fell into the dough? I'll tell you what the difference is. Godish shenidma. If you have a mixture, a pile of grain in which some truma got mixed in, at omar chayev that locha is. You still have to take off truma on the rest of the grain. Right? Some truma fell in, became a duma. It was less than a shear. I mean, it was more than a shear. It wasn't bottom. But you still only have to, you have to take off truma, right? Adam Rechayev. Esau Shinima, if you have a dough which got mixed up with a little bit of truma, so then Adam Rechayev, you don't have to separate chala from it. Okay, so this is the halacha. The halacha is that if you have a little bit of truma which got mixed into a lot of tevel, you still have to take off truma for the tevel which is there. If you have a little bit of truma which got mixed into a lot of dough, you don't have to take off any chala. Okay? We give the whole dough a status. It's truma, we don't take off any chala from it. So Shaila is, remember this lady who made his entire batch of meiser, truma's meiser, what's its status? Is it like the gadish shenidma, the pile of grain in which some truma grain fell in, which is still chayim and truma, some truma, and so too you're saying it's still chayim and truma, or is it like the case over there where we have the iser shenidma, where a little bit of truma fell into a dough, that now the dough is exempt from chal altogether for all time? So to here we would say that where the lady made his entire meiser rishon truma's meiser. So there's no truma anymore to give, and therefore it's exempt for all time. No, he can sell the parts to the Kohen which were definitely not truma, but he can't identify which they are, so he can't separate them.
So everything is salt.
Yeah, right.
So it's really no.
Well, you're right. Okay. Says more further. A pile of grain which became mixed in with truma. Actually, nidma before, what happened to before it got mixed in? Of our vivishman and truma, it took off truma, although there was no miruach yet, still stalks. shouldn't have taken off the truma. Not that in that case. Now here the grudge change of gear, so ha-rei zeh truma. Despite the fact he did it prematurely, it's still valid truma. Isa shenima, along the lines of reason which you just mentioned a moment ago, if you have a dough, which kind of makes a little bit of truma, achelo nidma, before it,
Achelo nidma doesn't make sense.
You know that in the Aseret Tevivos, washing your mouth, I've seen that. In the Aseret Tevivos, when it says, well, signal, it's not referring to money, it's referring to garnering the functions. Right? But, it's referring to kidnapping, right? So but the halacha is only by mammon, where you go and steal money, you don't have the money to pay it back, then you become an animal. It's a different word. Kidnapping. What's the connection to
our
Sinai at all?
So let me go back a line. Rabbi Tanchum Hashem Rabbi Chuna, just the top of our base. Gadish Shanidba, if you have a Gadish, a part which got mixed with a little bit of Truma. Achelon Nidma.
And if you look really, the Lashner that we talk about.
What's the problem? What does it mean Achelon Nidma?
If you even ask how a body.
Yeah, we're saying Achelon Nidma.
Because really, when we talk about our Sinai, we're talking about really what was said in our Sinai.
Yeah, maybe saying like that. Gadish Shema became mixed with Truma, but Achelo Nidma over Vishman or Truma, before it became Nidma, he took off Truma. In that case, I say, again, the Grudge changed gears, so I raise the Truma. The Truma doesn't lose its status as valid Truma. It was whatever took place prior to the admixture of Truma to anything else, that retains its flavor even afterwards. And that makes sense, the next slide. Esau Achanidma, and Esau which got mixed up, Achalo Nidma, but before it got mixed up with Truma, Avram Ishmael and Chali separated Chavmet, ain't a challah. That's not valid challah. The incident that we learned there, Amarvish challah kemach ain't a challah. You can't think of challah until it's dough. And even tell you prematurely, when it's still flour, it's not valid challah altogether. Truma took it out, taken off before me, Ruach, it's valid truma. B'diavad. And challah taken off before the dough is valid dough, it's not even b'diavad. And if the Kohen takes it, the Gezel will be our Kohen, and the Kohen is a thief, I think.